Hello and welcome to episode 53 of my podcast, which is recorded today on the 17th of January 2007. So now I'll give you a quick rundown of what I've been up to since I recorded my last podcast. I'll go back to Saturday, which was Saturday the 13th, which apparently 13th is a bit of an unlucky number, and for me in some ways it was a bit of an unlucky day, but I'll get into that in a minute or two. Anyway, Saturday, to be honest, I didn't really do an awful lot, I just got the car cleaned, sort of, well, washed it even. It's the first time it had been washed all year, and you think, oh my god, a whole year, but then you think the year's only been going for like 2 or 3 weeks, but even then, I used to wash the car every single week, but then recently I just can't be arsed in every week. The day was going well till I got to work, and it was all okay. Then about sort of 8, 9 o'clock, my throat just started absolutely killing me, until then you get a really bad throat. I couldn't swallow, basically, and no jokes about swallowing with someone else, so I told me that it worked, but basically, normally buy, like, I bought a Benadryl like you normally do. I had trouble eating that, and I bought a dairy milk, which is, if you know, dairy milk is, it's basically chocolate, and I couldn't eat it, which for me is not normal at all, and I felt that ill. I think, admittedly, it doesn't help when you got to the, like, people smoking, and you as well, if you've got bad throat, it sort of just sends you over the edge, so by sort of 10 o'clock, I basically had to sort of admit defeat and basically give up and go home. So it must have been really unwell, because it's not like me to have to leave work early. So basically, sent Mike a text message to let him know I'd be home early, but unfortunately, since he was at work and he doesn't check his phone at work, he didn't get the message. So basically, got to his house and phoned him, and he was just leaving work. So I then drove from his house to where he works, which is about a mile down the road, and then from there, we basically had to find a service station to get some Lemsip and Lemsongs and stuff. I just needed something to sort of and numb my throat, but it was getting that bloody painful. We'd normally go to Tesco, but the thing is, if you live in England, you can open 24 hours every single day, but on a Sunday, you can only open 6 hours, I think, on a Sunday if you're a store of a certain size. So it meant we had to go to service station. So I knew of one service station near to the house I hadn't been to before, which I don't know what the name of it is, Kate's Cabin something connect, basically a BP station. And when we went there, this gay guy served us. It was plenty of his gay, but you could tell by the way he was speaking in your house, and it's driven on, so that was quite funny. Well, basically what ended up happening is while we were there, Mike ended up getting a Zima list. I said jokingly to Mike, do you want to get a Zima list to make model for? Went to the lads, we've got a Zima list. I have emailed him, but I was like, over a week ago, and I haven't heard back from you. I know the emails have got through, but it hasn't been bounced back yet, so maybe I might go again next Saturday and see if they just to ask him, see look at his face and say, well, I haven't emailed me yet, because I really could do some more people in wetsuit lads. And then Sunday, which is the 14th, to be honest, I didn't really do an awful lot. I just sort of spent most of the day feeling sorry for myself, as you do. But there was some good things that I watched on TV, because I watched the last ever 2 Torchwoods, so and maybe thinking, oh god, you're about behind the times, so I recorded them, just never got into it. If you don't know what Torchwood is, it's basically a spin-off of Doctor Who, which was very good indeed. I don't know what's happened recently, but I watched it and I was sort of crying a bit, so some of it was really sad. And I also watched The West Wing, which again, you may think, how can The West Wing be Sam? It's a political programme, but it's basically like the second episode of series 2, and if you're a fan of it, you know what one it is, and it's very good again, and that had me in tears as well, which, yes, is just a little bit sad. And now we all jump on to Monday, which was the 15th. Monday, to be honest, was a bit of a wasted day, because basically it's a bit sat all day, because I wasn't meant to get some post. I knew I was meant to be getting it, because you can log into a website and type in like the dispatch number, and it said it's been dispatched, and it said you basically get it anytime between 9 and 6. So I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited some more, and before I knew it was 6 o'clock, and the bloody thing didn't turn up. So I basically logged back into the website, and it said they'd run out of time to deliver it, which sort of peed me off, as I spent all day waiting for it, and it didn't turn up, but I guess these things happen. So basically after 6 o'clock, I quickly went into Stanford to go to Morrison's, which sort of basically my Monday. Nothing that interesting. Now on to Tuesday, which I guess would be the 16th. 16th, what to do? Oh yeah, well, I got up about 11, half 11 it was. I still haven't that bit of time. I still quite covered from my sore throat, but you can even tell when I'm recording this podcast now, it's still not quite gone. Now it's sort of more of a cold I've got, which is more of a pain than anything else. Oh yeah, so what was I saying? Oh yeah, I can't remember what I was speaking about. Oh yeah, I was saying that this got a few, it's getting a bit better and stuff. Sorry, this podcast again, I can't be our stopping and editing it, so it's just gonna be one big blah, 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 yet again. Anyway, so I got out of bed and did some stuff here in the house. Oh yeah, this is when you think, oh god, how slow so are you? But I did something I've never done before, but I've done it before, but when you've done it with Windows, and that's burn a CD, and you think, burn a CD? That's bloody easy doing that. Well, I'd never done it for Linux before, and it has to be said, Linux, yet again, whips Windows fucking arse, because with Windows, if you want to burn a CD or DVD, generally you've got to, if you buy a DVD drive, you get the software, or you've got to spend like 60 or 70 quid and buying the bloody software. Whereas again, Linux, and most stuff in Linux is free, software for burning their CD comes with it. And I'd burnt CDs before Windows, and normally every time I first burn it, it normally doesn't work. But guess what happened with Linux? Burnt a CD first time, and it worked. Which I was well impressed by. Oh yeah, and I'm going to tell you about something else which I think Linux has got really cool. It's something called Fedora Core Live CD. It's basically a whole operating system of Linux on a CD. And instead of installing it, if you've got a bootable CD-ROM drive, you burn it into a CD, hence why I was putting a CD, you stick it into your CD-ROM drive, turn on your computer, and it boots into Linux. It's wonderful because it means you have to install it, so you can basically get used to the Linux, when you're done with it, basically reboot your machine, take it out, and then boot back into your normal operating system. So it's a really good way to get used to Linux. So it's basically, it runs everything off a CD, and then if you off memory as well. So it's a bit slow when you're running off the hard drive, and it's a good way for people who never use Linux to get used to it without having to faff about installing it. Oh yeah, what else happened? Oh yeah, I actually got my post, what I'd been waiting for all Monday. And you may be thinking, what sad stuff's he bought this time, but I'm quite impressed with it anyhow. It's basically a Netgear Gigabyte switch, and you think, what the hell is one of them? Well, if you're into computers networking, the average speed of a network is now 100 megabits. Well, most people got 100 megabits, so if you say a USB, not a USB, if you buy a router or anything, it's generally got 100 megabits built into it, but if you do a lot of like big copying of files over the network like I do, 100 isn't fast enough now, so the newer speed now is the gigabyte, which, since it's a gigabyte, is basically 1,000, which means it's 10 times faster than 100. So it means in theory you can copy big files 10 times faster. The only thing is, at the moment I've only got a gigabyte card in my desktop PC, and I'm still waiting for the one for my laptop to turn on, which is hopefully turning up quite soon, so it means I'm going to copy files between my two computers a hell of a lot faster, all going well, which will be a lot better. What else happened on Tuesday? Oh yeah, I'm going to tell you about something I'm quite happy about. You've probably heard me speak about MIST29 before. It's basically a local band. I keep saying it's from Peterborough, they're not really from Peterborough, but if I say where it's from, you won't have heard it anyway, so I'll just say for argument's sake, they're from Peterborough. Anyway, there's a radio station in Britain called Core Fresh Hits, and since it's called, I think it's actually called Core, but anyway, the website for it is www.corefreshhits.com. It's a commercial radio station, which people always, normally I really can't stand commercial radio stations, it's advert after advert after advert after advert, and it's even worse if it's owned by the same people that own a lot of commercial radio stations that I really can't stand, so going about on about all the music they play is good, and secondly say, and now we'll play another good hit, they normally play something crap, so you have to say it. Anyway, this video station I'm well impressed by, because there's a local band in Peterborough called MIST29, and they're basically doing a thing like, basically you've voted for like the bands you think are going to be like the best in 2007. Initially MIST29 has been about for quite a long time, but I think it's the first time ever I've actually heard one of their songs being played on a national radio station. So anyway, they basically did a vote to sort of send them a text message to say who wanted to be in Thingy Bob in the top 10 basically, and they got voted at number 2, which I think is very good for a nice local band. So now they've been voted in at number 2, I'm just hoping that they'll get a lot more airplay, because currently they're unsigned, and if you've never heard of MIST29, if you go to their MySpace profile, which is, I'm just trying to remember what the hell it is, oh yeah, if you go to MySpace, so it's www.myspace.com/MIST29, and in case you're dumb, that's MIST29, so anyway, what else have I been up to? Other than that, that's basically it, because I've spoken about what I've been up to Saturday to Tuesday, and as you maybe know that today is Wednesday. So that's basically all I've got time to speak about now, and it's now gone 4:30, so I better stop speaking in case I lose my voice, and I'll speak to you all, no doubt, quite soon. So I'll speak to you all later on. Bye for now.